Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Show here at Israel News Talk Radio. We are live if you're listening on Monday morning between 7 to 8 a.m. Holy Time right here in the Land of Israel, or if it's between midnight to 1 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time on Sunday night. We are going to be interviewing Baruch Marzel today on the show. He is from the Otzma political party. It was part of the Bayit Yehudi, the Jewish Home Party, and we're going to find out what is going on. Are they going to be running again with the Bayit Yehudi, or are they going to be running on their own? If so, what is their platform? Is it worthwhile to cast your vote for a small party? We're going to hear all the things he has to say. If you have a comment or question, feel free to join in the discussion as well. You can call in. Our numbers are on our homepage at israelnewstalkradio.com at the top of the page. The chat room is not working for some reason, and that's not our fault. That is the people that are the company that hosts it. I don't know what's going wrong on there, but keep trying during the show to get in. I'm going to keep trying as well, because it's a lot more fun to listen to the show when you're listening with other people. You get to see what they're writing, what their thoughts are, and you can respond to it. And you can also make some friends there. It's a lot of fun. It's really nice. And I feel so bad that the room's not open. I want to see all of our regular visitors that go there. And in addition to that, I want to say hi to everybody who's listening in from all over the world. It's so good to see everybody here. We have from all over Israel, the United States, Canada, the Netherlands, Colombia, hola in Colombia, United Kingdom, Ireland, the Philippines, Austria, Argentina, etc., etc. Hello to everybody. It's great to see you. Drop me a line. Tell me how you found IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and any feedback you have. We'd love to hear from our listeners. You can write info at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Info, I-N-F-O, at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Just drop us a line, or you can contact me on Facebook if you want to contact me directly. And just tell us, give us feedback about the station. We'd love hearing from our listeners, especially from all these different places around the world. The Philippines, Austria, Colombia, Ireland, Austria, I said Austria, right? Argentina, the Netherlands, etc. It's great to hear from all of you. Feel free to call into the show again if you have any comments or questions. It's going to be a very interesting show.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Well, as you all know, the Israeli elections for the Knesset are coming up this April, and the race has begun. We have joining us today Baruch Marzel. He is perhaps the most famous right-wing activist in the world, the right-hand man of the late Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zichrono Livracha, when he was a member of Knesset from 1984 to 1988. Baruch Marzel is now running for the Knesset with the Otzma Yehudit party, having narrowly missed entering the Knesset in previous elections. And we have him here with us in an interview. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to join into the show. Our numbers are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Welcome to the show, Baruch Marzel.
Shalom and welcome.
Baruch, first of all, why don't you tell us about your political party called Otzma Yehudit? What does that mean in English, and what are you about?
Well, Otzma Yehudit is the party that's running and wants to change things in Israel. That's the only bad inside Israel. The enemy is taking over from the inside. Every city, every place in Israel is being conquered by Arabs from the inside. They are going to live in almost every city in Israel. They're taking over land in the Galilee, in the Negev, and in Judea and Samaria, in Jerusalem. If only I say that in the last 3 years, more houses were built for Arabs in Jerusalem, in Jerusalem, than in for Jews in Judea and Samaria. This government that's called by some people the right-wing government, already for 10 years, aren't letting Jews to build freely in Judea and Samaria. I live in Tel Umeida, the place that Jewish history started 3,800 years ago on Jewish land.
And the tell people where that is.
That's in Hebron, in Hebron. And I lived for 35 years in a trailer. I raised my 9 kids in a trailer. Why? Because the government of Likud, Netanyahu, doesn't let us build on our land with our money, where Jewish history started, where we got the promise on the land of Israel, where most of Sefer Bereshit, first book, was written.
Genesis.
And if we don't have a right to build on our land with our money in Tel Umeida and Hebron, we don't have a right anywhere.
Who else is in your political party in Otzma Yehudit? Otzma Yehudit, by the way, means
party,
Jewish power.
In a party, we'll have running Dr. Michael Ben-Ari, that used to be a
Knesset member, right?
Member of the Knesset, a very successful one. And Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bensi Gavstein and other people that are known as devoted Jews, fighters that are ready to fight for the Jewish state, for helping people coming from all over in Israel and living everywhere they want in Israel.
Tell me, are you going to, your party before was joined with the Bayit Yehudi, the Jewish Home Party, correct?
Ichud Lumi.
The Ichud Lumi.
We were joined and we had 4 seats when we ran together. Last time we joined with Eli Ishai and we had 3.5 seats. We were missing less than 10,000 votes to make the threshold. That's because Netanyahu in the last days had the people panic and all of them ran to vote for him.
So are you going to join up with another party or two also, like the Bayit Yehudi had some different parties in it, the Ichud Lumi, etc.? Are you going to do that again?
We are always in the way of the Rebbe from Lubavitch, that said we all should make a block together, a block that everybody should join together till the elections. And we offered all the parties that are right from the Likud to join together to run to pass the block that
to pass the threshold to get into the Knesset.
And then to go into the Knesset and then everyone could continue together or not.
Does it look like you're going to be joining with someone? Are the chances good?
Well, we're doing our best.
Okay.
And we hope that because the polls show that 300,000 votes in the right wing could cannot pass, and so we hope that
What can you tell us about the goals that you have? What do you want to change in the Knesset besides having more building for Jewish people in Judea and Samaria?
Well, we're the only party that supports Shlemut HaAm, Shlemut HaAretz, and Shlemut HaTorah. That we think that all of the land of Israel belongs to us. We think that we can't compromise on any issue of Torah, and we think that and this these 4 passing years, the issue of Shabbat, stores were opened on Shabbat, and the trains worked on Shabbat, all kind of things like that. We have to have a Jewish state. A Jewish state has to have at least one day that there's no work. And,
so you want to honor the Shabbat. We only have about 2 minutes left, and I want to ask you this question as well. What makes you different than from Moshe Feiglin's party? Moshe Feiglin is a religious Jew. He would also want to see Sabbath observance and building Judea and Samaria, that the entire land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people. What's the difference?
Well, Moshe Feiglin, a friend of mine, firstly doesn't want to join forces with other parties. And he's very far from the threshold. I think that he's making a mistake by not joining this bloc that will pass. And by this way, he could waste a lot of votes. Moshe Feiglin is not fighting for the religious causes, and he thinks that he made a press conference with a Jew that's against circumcised. He's for opening transportation on Shabbat, and he's a very very liberal Jew, and in terms of having this Jewish state, I think that we have to fight for having more Shabbat, more Jewish education, more Judaism in the country, not less.
Would you invite Moshe Feiglin to join in together with you and run on the same ticket?
I think that all of us have to understand that there is a problem of a threshold. Moshe Feiglin could say that he has 100 seats or 50 seats or 20 seats, but the polls show that he's very far of making the threshold.
Of passing the threshold. But in any case, I still want to know, would you agree to join in together with Moshe Feiglin on the same ticket?
I think make a block together. We don't have to agree on every idea, but to pass and to go in, and afterwards, everyone will go to his direction.
So you would? You would be willing to run on the same ticket with Feiglin?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I think it's a very good thing, because a lot of people are afraid to vote for smaller parties. And so what do you have to say to that? People are saying, well, I don't want to vote for Baruch Marzel or Feiglin, even though I like them both, because it's they're both small parties, and I'm afraid my vote will be thrown out. What do you have to
That's
say?
That's why that we're making an effort to join up till the elections. And after the elections come, we will do everything we can on what we believe in.
Wow. All right. Well, Baruch Marzel, I want to wish you much hatzlacha, much success.
Well, I'm now in Merat HaMachpelah, the Cave of Patriarchs, going to pray Shacharit, and I want to wish all the listeners of the program from Merat HaMachpelah, the entrance of heaven. I want to wish everybody a good day, and that everything they pray for, would fulfill Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back, everybody.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country. From Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I'm interested in what you thought about the interview that we just did with Baruch Marzel. Was he convincing? Did it inspire you to want to vote for a party that he says is platform? Which I can agree with. It's pro-Torah, of course, and pro-Israel, that Jews should be able to live anywhere they want in the entire land of Israel, and there should not be any type of no-go places where Jews cannot go. I agree with that. The question is, will he be able to get into the Knesset? And I do like that he said that he would be willing to run together with other parties. That is a very important thing in my book. I don't like egos personally, and I'm happy to hear that he said that. I hope and pray that the right wing can pull together and unite into a larger block, and not any of these tiny little parties that many of them don't even pass the threshold, and people feel that they've lost their vote. They voted for a party that didn't make it in. So what do you think? Feel free to call into the show. Our chat room, for some reason today, the host company that hosts it, it's just down. And I feel almost naked without having the people in the chat room and having people who are listening to the show where I can see what they're saying. I love having an audience that I could almost see, and I don't have that now. So call in. It's just you and me now on the show. So this is your opportunity to call in and give your take. Yes, no, agree, disagree. You have any comments, you have any questions, call in. Our numbers are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. At the top of the page, and you can call in and you can join me on the air and tell me what you're thinking. I'm very, very curious. In the meantime, I want to wish everybody a happy Tu B'Shvat holiday. By the way, just a quick word about Tu B'Shvat. It is said that the Arizal, the Ari, and Zichrono Livracha, says that the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, which is the day, the New Year's for the trees, is a day of segula. How do you translate segula, trusty technician Kalman? Segula is like a, not a redemption. It's a,
like a special.
How do you translate
occasion?
It? No, it's a whatever. Somebody have to see if now. If I had the chat room in front of me, maybe somebody would be able to give me the English word. It's a day of segula for all the. For all of your prayers and to merit finding your mate. So if you're not married and you're looking to get married, yes.
Google translates it as virtue, merit.
Segula. Okay, merit. That's probably a better word for it. If you're looking to get married and you're praying for, you know, God to send you your significant other that's coming into the picture, please, God, it should come soon. Today is an especially good day. Today, Monday, which is the 15th of the month of Shvat, and that's why it's called Tu B'Shvat, because Tu is Tet Vav, which spells two, but it's not the number two, and it's actually 15. It's numerical value of 15. So if you're getting wanting to get married, today's an especially good day to be able to pray for that, and please, God, God should listen to your prayers and send you your significant other soon. And if I have time today, I'm going to talk about a wedding that I went to this last week, and the breaking of the glass, and I'll share that with you. But first, I want to go to something very, very interesting here. It's an article. Let me find it here for you. This is from the Gatestone Institute, and I urge all of you, I recommend that you go to gatestoneinstitute.org and you sign up for their emails. It's very, very, they had some wonderful, very interesting articles there that don't get airtime on many stations, news, TV, whatever media that you're looking at. But this was an interesting article written by Bassam Tawil. He's an Arab. And he writes here, the new Palestinian catastrophe, quote unquote. By the way, Nakba means catastrophe. Nakba is the Arabic word for catastrophe. The new Palestinian catastrophe. And what is it? Not the the new state of Israel, the modern state of Israel coming into being, but a shopping mall hiring what he says Palestinians, hiring Arabs. This is a Nakba. How can that be? Isn't it when a shopping mall opens in an area where there isn't one and it offers people good prices, stores all in one place, if it rains, you don't have to get all wet, and there's jobs there for you, how can that be a catastrophe for your people? Well, listen to what he says here. Rami Levy. Rami Levy, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know, is an entrepreneur who has opened up grocery stores all over the state of Israel, and he became a millionaire. He was once a poor Sephardi man that used to work in the shuk, in the marketplace in Jerusalem. Everybody who's visited Jerusalem knows where the shuk is, Machane Yehuda. And he used to work there in a stall. And then he made himself, built himself up, became a multi-millionaire here in Israel. He does lots of good things for the people, helps the people of Israel, etc. But it said, and that his grocery store is called Rami Levy. So it says here, Rami Levy does not discriminate on the basis of ethnicity, gender, or religion when hiring and promoting employees. All employees, he writes here, Palestinians, or I should say Arabs and Israelis, are treated equally and receive equal benefits. Salaries are based solely on one's position and performance. My goal for all Rami Levy employees is to have the same opportunity to succeed, says Rami Levy, owner of Israel's third largest supermarket chain, half of whose 4,000 workers, he says, are Arabs and Palestinians, he writes here, and Israeli Arabs. So we have a Rami Levy grocery store right near where I live. It's 5 minutes away. When I go in there, I say hello, you know, salam to all of the Arab workers there. We know them by face. We know them by name even. We're friendly. We talk to them because we see them every week when we go shopping. And you can see Rami Levy hires them, and they have big positions there as well. Managers of the grocery store, etc. And there is cooperation there. He's doing a wonderful thing in that sense. Palestinian investors, the author writes here, according to Fatah, official Hatem Abdel Kadar aide, could have prevented Rami Levy from building his new mall had they invested in the construction of a Palestinian shopping center. Quote, it's true that there are wealthy Palestinian businessmen. Unquote. So he's giving a list of bullet points here about what's happening. Again, let me just remind you all, in the eastern part of the city of Jerusalem, which is Atarot, that's what the neighborhood is called. In that area there, they built a brand new shopping mall. Rami Levy built it. He built his grocery store there, and he built other stores there for rent. And now big chain companies are coming in. And they are opening up shoe stores and hardware stores or whatever that they have over there. And the Arabs, instead of being pleased that this is serving their citizens, they have such a nice brand new mall and it's supplying jobs for them, they're upset. Why? Because why? Well, I'll read you more. Let me just go straight into the article. It says here, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's ruling Fatah faction is angry. It seems a Jewish Israeli businessman has just built a shopping mall in East Jerusalem, and most of its workers and customers are Arabs. Fatah leaders have called for boycotting the mall. BDS. Fatah, which is often described in the Western media as a moderate faction, has responded to the mall enterprise in a manner that showcases how Palestinian leaders continue to torpedo benefits to their people. Where in the world would any leader condemn a project that provides jobs to hundreds of his or her people? Where in the world would any leader call on his or her people to boycott a shopping mall or a supermarket that offers competitive prices for clothes and food? Where in the world would a leader describe the opening of a commercial project that benefits his or her people and calling it a catastrophe, a Nakba? Well, this is what we're dealing with here in the Middle East, my friends. Back to the article. Rami Levy, a businessman and owner of the third largest Israeli supermarket chain, invested more than $50 million in the construction of a mall in the Atarot Industrial Park, northeast of Jerusalem. Despite the boycott calls, some Palestinians, he writes here, have rented stores in the mall, which is being described as a model for coexistence between Arabs and Jews. The new mall also has a large supermarket belonging to Rami Levy's supermarket chain. Rami Levy's supermarkets in Jerusalem and, he writes here, the West Bank, but which is Judea and Samaria, are popular among Palestinian shoppers, he writes. They say the prices there are lower than those in the Arab-owned businesses. So here the prices are lower. That is most likely why hundreds of Palestinians, or I should say Arabs, converged on the newly opened supermarket in the mall when it officially opened on January 8th. We're talking about a little over a week ago. Israeli supermarkets hire hundreds of PA Arabs from the West Bank, as well as Arab residents of Jerusalem, who work together with Jewish colleagues. And I'm going to read more of this because this is very interesting. It really goes into detail here, which is interesting detail, and shows why we cannot make peace with the Palestinian Authority. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. You are listening here to the Tamar Yonah Show at Israel News Talk Radio. If you'd like to call in, it's just you and me today. Call in. Join me on the air. Our numbers are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. We'd love to hear from you. Join me on the air. And I'm going to read to you again. Why? It is impossible to make peace with the Palestinian Authority when they're calling something like this as a catastrophe. And I have much more to share with you when we get back.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany is but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Right, so this is why Israel is unable to come to any agreement with the Palestinian Authority. And I'm reading to you from an article from the Gatestone Institute. I encourage all of you to go there and sign up for their emails, gatestoneinstitute.org. I'm reading from an article called The New Palestinian Catastrophe, or Nakba, a shopping mall hiring Palestinians. That's what he writes. The author is Bassam Tawil. I'm trying to get his contact info. I'll try to invite him onto the show, but I have not been successful so far. Let me just continue on here. And he's quoting Rami Levy here, what Rami Levy says. He says, my goal for all Rami Levy employees is to have the same opportunity to succeed. This goal that can only be realized if the principle of equality is implemented in all aspects of the company. So here we have a guy, a Jewish man, who opens up a mall that is going to let Arabs from the Palestinian Authority, Arabs from, excuse me, Israeli Arabs go and shop there. It's Jewish Arabs, too, Jewish shoppers as well, if they want to go there and shop. Everybody equal. And he's condemned, not only condemned, but threatened. We're going to read about that in a minute. And also, they're calling it a catastrophe. For Abbas, for his Fatah and his officials, however, the image of PA Arabs, that's, he's writing Palestinians, I'm going to say PA Arabs, and Jews working in harmony is loathsome. Can you believe that? They do not like the idea that Palestinian or PA workers are being paid good salaries and are being treated by their employer with respect. They also do not like seeing PA Arabs shoppers queuing to buy food and goods that are being offered to them in better quality and cheaper prices. The Fatah officials would rather see their people unemployed or pay higher prices in the PA market then give their business to a Jewish-owned shopping center. Instead of welcoming the inauguration of the shopping mall for providing job opportunities to dozens of PA Arabs and lower prices, the Fatah officials are talking about an Israeli plan to, quote, undermine the Palestinian economy. This was a sad day for Jerusalem, said veteran Fatah official Hatem Abdel Qatar Eid, in reference to the opening of the new mall. Quote, this project aims at undermining the Arab commerce in Jerusalem and making it subordinate to the Israeli economy. I'm going to interject here and just say that in this shopping mall, there are Arab shops and Arab-owned shops as well. So I don't know what they're saying about the only the Israeli economy here. It helps everybody. Back to the article. The hundreds of Palestinians, he writes here, who flooded the new mall on its first day, however, seem to disagree with the grim picture painted by Abdel Qadir Eid. The large turnout is, of course, good news. It shows that the PA Arabs are like any customers around the world who prefer better products at a lower cost. For them, this was not a sad day, as the Fatah official said, but an exciting one. Finally, a mall has come near their home, offering them a wide range of products at economical rates. Nonetheless, Abdel Qadir Eid got one thing right, his lament concerning the absence of Palestinian investors and capital. He says here, quote, Palestinian capitalists are cowards, he said. Palestinian investors, Eid added, could have prevented Rami Levy from building his new mall had they invested in the construction of a Palestinian shopping mall. Quote, it's true that there are wealthy Palestinian businessmen, but while they are rich with money, they are poor in their will and education. Unquote. You see, the only thing, this is pure anti-Semitism, pure anti-Jewism. He hates it because it's owned by a Jew. Sadly, the Fatah official is saying that Palestinian businessmen have no faith in their people and would rather invest their money elsewhere. Another senior Fatah official says that took the incitement a step further. He warned that any Palestinian who shops at the new mall or rents space there will be accused of, quote, betraying the homeland, unquote. He went on to peddle the old Palestinian lie that purchasing Israeli products is an act of supports for settlements and the Israeli army. Crazy. Fatah's incitement against the new mall did not fall on deaf ears. On the day the mall was inaugurated, Palestinians threw a number of firebombs at the compound, forcing the Arab shoppers to flee for their lives. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and there was no damage to the stores or vehicles in the parking lot. The campaign of incitement against Rami Levy's shopping mall began several months ago as it was being built and has continued until this day. Now that the campaign has failed to prevent the opening of the mall, Fatah and his followers have turned to outright threats and violence. The threats are being directed toward Palestinian shoppers and Palestinian merchants who rented space in the new mall. The thugs who attacked the mall with firebombs could have injured or killed Palestinians, the author writes here. The thugs who are believed to be affiliated with Fatah would rather see their people dead than having fun or buying attractively priced products at an Israeli mall. I think he used the word correctly here, thugs. And thugs is exactly who Israel is dealing with when it comes to the Palestinian Authority and Mahmoud Abbas. Thugs and terrorists. That's my interjection here. Let me continue with the article. By spearheading this campaign of incitement and intimidation, Abbas's Fatah is again showing its true colors. How is it possible to imagine that Abbas or any of his Fatah lieutenants would ever make peace with Israel when they cannot even tolerate the idea of Palestinians and Jews working together for a simple common good? I want to repeat that. How is it possible to imagine that Abbas or any of his Fatah lieutenants would ever make peace with Israel when they cannot even tolerate the idea of Palestinians and Jews working together for a simple common good? If a Palestinian who buys Israeli milk is a traitor in the eyes of Fatah, it is not difficult to imagine the fate of any Palestinian who would dare to discuss compromise with Israel. Now listen to this these last two sentences. I'm not writing this. I'm not saying this. I'm reading what an Arab is saying about the Palestinian Authority and about the threats and the consequences of working and cooperating with the Jewish people. Again, if a Palestinian who buys Israeli milk is a traitor in the eyes of Fatah, it is not difficult to imagine the fate of any Palestinian who would dare to discuss compromise with Israel. If he is lucky, he will have a close encounter with a firebomb. If he is not lucky, he will be hanged in a public square. How is that for Palestinian readiness to engage in a peace process with Israel? This article, again, was written by Bassam Tawil, and a Muslim Arab who is based in the Middle East. If anybody has his contact info, I'd love to have him on the show. Not only is it a threat to the safety of innocent Arab shoppers who want to get a good deal, who want to have variety, who want to shop in a nice place, in a place that lets Arabs have jobs, make money, prosper, where Arabs can open up shops of their own in that mall and prosper. In addition to the threats of shopping there, if an Arab sells land to a Jew, sells property, an apartment to a Jew, it's the death penalty for them. Right now, there is an Arab who is sitting in jail he's sitting in prison in the Palestinian Authority, and he is, his judgment was that he has to work with hard labor because he was going to sell, I don't believe he even sold it, I'm not sure if he sold his apartment to a Jew or he was going to, but the only reason this Arab man is not dead is because this Arab man also happens to have American citizenship. And so he is in prison under hard labor. This is the quote-unquote peace partner that Israel has. It is impossible to make peace with someone who doesn't want peace. And I say this often on my show. Listen to this carefully so you can repeat it to other people as well. Israel has peace with all of the Arabs. That is, all of the Arabs who want peace. And the only Arabs Israel doesn't have peace with are the Arabs who don't want peace. So all somebody has to say if they're Arab or they're an Arab country or an Arab entity is that we want peace. Israel will jump at the opportunity to make peace with them. As we have. Look at our history. But we cannot make peace with an entity that does not want peace. You cannot make peace with a person who doesn't want peace. These people don't only just not want peace, they don't even want semi-cooperation that will benefit their own people. They would rather kill their people, hang them in the public square, throw firebombs at them. This is what we are dealing with here in Israel. And it is a corrupt entity. It is not good to their own people, and it would be good for Israel to go in and remove the Palestinian Authority from existence and bring law and order back in that area so everybody, Arab, Jew, can live in peace. You've been listening to The Tamar Yonah Show here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Feel free to write me. I'd be interested in your comments.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com homepage, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.